It has rolled around once again, Wednesday, 5 p.m., time for American Hit Radio.
And here we are, together.
That's right, Heidi Morales Ryan and myself, Thomas Ryan, doing this together every Wednesday and Friday between 5 and 6. And doing it from home lately, I guess as most TV and radio is. It all seems to be being
done
that way now.
It's the new normal.
It is. It's the new normal.
Being normal.
Well, as you may know, if you've been listening regularly, on Wednesdays, we like to pick a specific album and feature it in its entirety. The point being that we've been noticing that culture lately has taken to dismissing albums to some extent. And I always found that albums were one of the most important aspects of music. I just loved albums my whole life. And we wanted to more or less make the point that albums matter. So we have a list of the 500 best albums that made the top 40, and another list that we call the alternative top 40, 500 albums that were a bit more obscure in their time.
A tentative book called Albums Matter, damn it.
Right, exactly.
It's a working title.
So, we've looked at a good number of albums. In fact, in the top 500 of the top 40 category, we've already looked at 138 albums. So this is album number 139. And it's...
same age as you.
139?
Sorry.
It's about right. From May 1971, at a time when I was actually 13, so...
and I was 6.
You can take it from there. The... album is called Leon Russell and the Shelter People.
Still 5, but okay.
Number 17 album in its time. And it's interesting to note this, Heidi. I mean, since we're talking about the albums that we've covered already, going back to May 1970 is when Joe Cocker released the album Mad Dogs and Englishmen.
Great album.
That double album that was basically a tour where Leon Russell served as his...
backup band.
Yeah, basically his musical coordinator, so to speak.
So to speak.
And that album is the album that pretty much made Leon famous. And here it is now, exactly a year later. It went from May 1970. Now, this is May 1971. So this album is coming out with... basically after Leon has gotten all that exposure from the Mad Dogs and Englishmen tour, and he's become something of a household name. He's gotten incredibly popular very quickly. I mean, around this time, magazines and such were rating like the best piano players of all time, best guitar, all that stuff. It was always like a flip of a coin to see who would win, Leon Russell or Elton John. At around this time, Elton John took note of it too. If you might notice later in his career, Elton went to find Leon Russell, who was more or less...
retired.
Yeah, floundering in obscurity for a while. And he recorded an album with him. And it was another, a very beautiful album. But this album, Leon Russell and the Shelter People, I find it to be a highlight of his career. This album is stunning to me. What you're going to get is this great combination of really awesome, raucous gospel music. And also some really awesome raw country music. Leon Russell was like right on the cusp of those two things. He's a guy, he was from Oklahoma, and I guess that comes out in his music. But he was also a big part of the musicians in California that were recording, part of like the whole-
Wrecking Crew?
The Wrecking Crew thing. Yeah, he was a big part of that. So that's all his past.
I just come up with important words.
Yeah, thank you for that. I'm always searching. So let's get to it. Let's pick this up. This first track, this might have been the first time that I ever heard anybody do something that resembled rap in my lifetime. In 1971, Leon Russell ends the song with a very interesting spoken word bit that I think is as powerful as can be. And keep in mind, this is 1971. From the album, Leon Russell and the Shelter People, here is one of my favorite songs of all time called Stranger in a Strange Land on American Radio, 90.3 WHPC.
I love this song.
How many days has it been since I state we're in. And that's the thing. Do you recognize the bell of truth when you heard ring? Won't you stop and listen to the children sing? Or won't you sing it, children? Won't you come on and sing it, children? I didn't hear you.
Stranger in a Strange Land.
What is there to not love about that song?
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I just, honestly, I think that every time I hear it, I think to myself, this might be my favorite song in the whole world. Every time I hear it, because it just moves me every time.
It gets you moving. If you're like just around the house, all of a sudden you find yourself bopping around. Really.
The album does that. This is one of those albums that it was a hit in its time, but I feel that it's becoming forgotten after all these years, and that's really sad. I mean, this album's almost 50 years old, and to me, it sounds like fresh and vigorous and life-affirming.
Oh, so, it's still meaningful.
Definitely, definitely. Check this next track. Let's keep this rolling now, because it's a nice long album. There's a nice chunk of music to play this on this show. So let's get right down to it again. On American Radio, 90.3 WHPC, Leon Russell, this time performing Of Thee I Sing.
Look out! Oh, 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 oh.
some amazing piano on that one, boy. That you can tell that more or less gives up the game about why he was voted the best piano player for a number of years in this era. And you also get the gospel feel of what's going on there.
Love that.
You know what's funny? I've known that song now for 50 years. I don't think I understand a single word of what he's saying. I'm not kidding. There's something about, you know, like,
well, I speak Southern, so maybe I'll translate it for you next time.
I know there's a phrase right before my eyes in the middle, right before my eyes. Somehow that comes up, but I don't know what else is going on in that song. But it's so strong musically that it doesn't matter. Now, Leanne is also a very good interpretive artist. I mean, not besides being a fabulous songwriter, he was a big Dylan fan. And there are two Dylan tracks on this album. So here's the first one, his version of A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall from the Leon Russell and the Shelter People album on 90.3 WHPC.
But I love my song well, and I sure won't forget it.
Probably one of the funkiest versions of a Bob Dylan song.
Oh, yeah, right there, for sure. Right?
Now, this next track coming up, it's called Crystal Closet Queen, and I never really got it when I was a kid. It's one of those things that eventually I was like, oh.
We have an epiphany.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, the whole chorus has got, he sings Tutti Frutti, Beauties on Duty. And it occurred to me like, oh, Tutti Frutti, he's talking about Little Richard.
Right.
He's the Crystal Closet Queen. And that cracks me up now. It's one of my favorite songs on the album. And he even, he opens it by dedicating it to him by saying, you know, the undisputed queen of rock and roll. She knows who he is. And it's really a great rocker from the album, Leon Russell and the Shelter People. Here is Crystal Closet Queen on 90.3 WHPC. Crystal Closet Queen by Leon Russell. The song obviously about Little Richard, and great fun. Awesome rock and roll on that one. My memory of this album, I had to pull out the actual record itself, because I remember that there were like a lot of different bands that contributed to making this album. In fact, the album required like a color coding, sort of a map to let you know who was playing on what song. Like, it's called Leon Russell and the Shelter People. And three of the four songs that we just played were Leon Russell and the Shelter People. But It's a Hard Rain's Gonna Fall was actually a group called the Tulsa Tops, which is probably just a studio affiliation of people. But it's basically session musicians. Jesse Ed Davis is on guitar. Don Preston is on guitar, who is also Leon's guitarist in the Shelter People. But it's also Carl Radel and Jim Keltner on drums on that one. And the Muscle Shoals Swampers come up on this record twice. Huh. This is the same group that basically you hear about it. If you ever wondered what that lyric was in Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd, Muscle Shoals has got the Swampers, you know.
Yes.
They're talking about this group of musicians.
Band.
Yeah, exactly. The house band from Muscle Shoals. Barry Beckett on organ, Jimmy Johnson on guitar, David Hood was the bass player, and Jim Gordon is the drummer. So they are the featured musicians on this next track, a song that Leon Russell wrote about his home sweet home in Oklahoma, simply entitled Home Sweet Oklahoma, on American Radio 90.3 WHPC.
Time.
good prayer.
We played two for you that time around. Started that set with the song Home Sweet Oklahoma. Obviously a bit of an autobiographical song by Leon. Actually, most of the album seems like it's got an autobiographical feel. I don't get the feeling that he reflect on like other people's lives and such. I think that he likes to be writing from his own heart. Even the song Alcatraz has a reference to Oklahoma in it. And, you know, in the lyrics. So, and that's another, yet another band. The credit for the group, the musicians on the song Alcatraz are listed as Friends in England. Jim Gordon and Carl Radel with Jim Price and Chris Stanton are the group. Hmm. Sounds like a lot more people than that, though. I mean,
probably that's why you had to refer to them as friends, because maybe contractually they didn't have the right to sing away from their label.
Possibly. And it might even be likely that they, but the thing is, they're able to use their own names at least, you know, uh-huh. At least they don't have to change their names, as he says that he might have to in the lyrics of Alcatraz there. All right, but I said that this album came out about a year after the Mad Dogs and Englishmen album. And that whole thing, maybe it's a good time to just to talk about it a little bit. What happened was Joe Cocker was contractually obligated to perform a tour in America. But his band quit on him before the tour began.
Whoopsie.
And he was sort of left high and dry. He had to go on tour or else he was going to lose millions of dollars. And he didn't really quite know what to do. But Leon Russell, living in America, said, hey, look, come over here. I'll put the band together for you. We'll go on tour and you'll use my band. And it worked out brilliantly. They were smart enough to bring a film crew and they made a movie of it. And the movie's great. And Leon is as much of a star of the movie as is Joe Cocker.
Maybe even more so.
In some ways. And you can tell that the experience moved Leon quite a bit because he wrote a song about it. And this is pretty much him.
Here's how it goes.
Performing, right, exactly. He's doing everything on this. Of course, it's him playing piano. He's just accompanying himself here. Again, an autobiographical song about his time with Joe Cocker and the ballad of Mad Dogs and Englishmen on American Radio, 90.3 WHPC.
Kids and planes and runway strikes, flashy pimps and family fights, spotted dogs and bloodshot eyes, our space captain laughs and tries to understand the scheme of things. Just in time, the scene has changed. The bus is here. booby shakers and sexy airplane ticket takers, union members, Leo Fender's pride and joy, electric toy, teachers and learners, incense burners, religious leaders, chronic leaders, thieves and pirates on a ride. It's a hippie commune. Life and time, world death dealers, rock pop correspondence fever, but Okies and Limeys, curtain climbers, stones and future dominoes. Know which way the wind blows. Stolen cola, no one knows. The shadow do, but it's still a shady clue. 'Cause I love her and she loves me. Just myself and 40 friends. In the name of cocker power, out here on the road again, with mad dogs and English men.
As I said, obviously, piece of autobiography there, Mad Dogs and Englishmen, the Ballad of Mad Dogs and Englishmen, the name of that track. A lot of telling elements in the lyric of that, you know, Okies and Limeys, and about the Englishmen and the people from Oklahoma that Leon brought with him. And he also mentions like future dominoes, because a lot of those guys went on to become members of Derek and the Dominoes. Right. So there you have it. I mentioned that there were two Dylan covers on this album. This is the next one. Again, it's he reaches back to the early songbook of Bob Dylan. And one of his interesting songs lyrically, and then again, a very interesting interpretation of "It takes a lot to laugh, it takes a train to cry."
On American Hit Radio.
90.3 WHPC.
Yet I ride a mail train, babe. take a little weight off me. Now when she's happy, I'm heaven. If she's down, she'll never say, 'cause she knows I'm treading water. Guess she feels I'm better off that way. But when sadness overcomes me, I'm blinded by the night. Oh, she takes my hand and leads me to the light. And she whispers in the morning, she knows the words to say. She keeps me looking forward to a new day. So I try just to be a lover, that I'm just an ordinary man.
A pair of songs for you there, back to back. We started the set with Leon Russell's version of It Takes a Lot to Laugh, It Takes a Train to Cry. And that got followed up with the country song from the album, I suppose. She Smiles Like a River. Really, isn't it funny how we associate that twangy, like sitar sound guitar with Southern rock or Southern music?
Sure.
It's strange. I mean, I guess that's where it originated in, you know, Memphis and that sort of thing. Because I think of it on songs like Cry Like a Baby by the Box Tops and mm-hmm. Hooked on a Feeling by B.J. Thomas, are two glaring examples of when it was used to extraordinary, you know, measure. And you hear a little bit of it there on She Smiles Like a River as well. All right, got a couple songs left from the album Leon Russell and the Shelter People, playing it in its entirety. This next track is entitled Sweet Emily on 90.3 WHPC.
Yeah. All right. There's a lady I know, and I'm lucky to say she's a woman. Just like a widow, when her hate is clouding up my day. When she touches my eyes, she takes my heart in her hand. If you knew that child, you'd plainly see. When she laughs, I'll realize I'm in love with my. Put me right back on the right track. Won't you keep me company? You know I'm talking.
There we have it. One track left from this fabulous album. I just love this record so much. Leanne Russell and the Shelter People. And this next track is reminding me that this album is actually sort of like shoehorned between two landmark live albums. We already mentioned the whole Mad Dogs and Englishmen thing, and there's even the song dedicated to that tour and that album from this out from on this record. But after this album came out, shortly after, is when George Harrison held his concert for Bangladesh at Madison Square Garden, and Leon was one of the main artists to appear in that event as well. And in fact, there's a version of George Harrison performing the song Beware of Darkness at the concert. And he gives the second verse to Leon to sing. And it's such a beautiful moment. It's definitely my favorite version, hands down, of that recording, of that song, hearing the two of them do it. And I know that the reason that that happened is because Leon recorded the song himself. And so, that's how he ends this album. But it's a very strange version. He interprets it really unique in a unique way. And that's how we will leave it then. On American Radio, 90.3, here's Leon Russell with Beware of Darkness. Thanks for listening, folks. And we'll be back on Friday at 5 p.m. See you then. Take care now.
Just suffer, wanders in.
Watch out now, they've killed me with a greedy leader. They take you where you should not go. While weeping at the stealers, they just want to grow. Yeah.